Welcome to Crosslink Radio. This is Shirley Gutkowski, your host of the radio program, the podcast that takes you through health from the eye teeth on down. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about tooth whitening and the outcroppings of whitening kiosks in shopping malls and in spas and other places, including over-the-counter whitening products, and how that happened and why that's been happening and why it's maybe a good thing or maybe not. In 2004, I was part of the Wisconsin Dental Hygienist Association Executive Board. I don't know if I was the vice president or I don't know who I was, but the dental examining board met in Madison, which was right near me, so I was at those meetings pretty often. And when I was, one of the meeting topics at the time was a hygienist who started her own whitening business. And she opened a kiosk at a mall up north somewhere, Northern Wisconsin, and the dental examining board got a hold of it and shut her down, like seriously shut her down. Shortly after, or maybe it was right even as part of that meeting, the topic came up about the other whitening kiosks and the other whitening stations that were available at spas. And the dental examining board at the time, can't remember the doctor's name. He said, for the record, that spas were not under the jurisdiction of the dental examining board, and the dental examining board could not go forward and do anything against these spas. They could, however, shut down a dental hygienist who was doing it. And I'm here to ask, okay, why is it that a dental hygienist who has experience, who knows a lot more about teeth than somebody who's working at a spa, why that is? How does that work? What is up with that? And you can see it all over the place. There is a dental hygienist, and I guess I'm glad I don't know some of these names because I don't want to get anybody in any trouble. And maybe I still can. This hygienist sells whitening to dental offices or whatever. She has a tooth whitening business, but she doesn't deal with patients. So she sells whitening products to dental practices. And that's okay, I guess. I don't know. It just seems very odd to me that the dental examining board, you would think that if their job was to protect the public, that they would want to flood the consumer market with dental hygienists to do the whitening so that these whitening kiosks by, you know, somebody that maybe never even graduated high school wasn't sitting in there and applying these whitening products to people's teeth with, you know, 25 minutes of training. So I don't understand how everybody makes sense of this, and I'm sure that there's a twisted way that that occurs, but we don't always know what is happening in these whitening kiosks and these whitening stands and these places other than a dental practice that you can get your teeth whitened at. If you're a patient, I think you would be very wise to know these two things. You would want to know what is the lightening compound. It is usually a carbamide peroxide or hydrogen peroxide in a gel and in different strengths. The carbamide peroxide is what we use in the dental office. It is also what we use with the light. Outside of a dental office, they usually use hydrogen peroxide. And, you know, that's a little bit safer and it's a little less damaging to tissues, but you can still get burned from it. Your soft tissues can still get burned. You can still get sensitivity. So there's still, you know, things that you are at risk for if you're going to not a dental office to have your teeth whitened. The over-the-counter whitening products are probably the safest because they are intended to be used by the public themselves, and the, you know, whoever is in charge of all that stuff has a lot to say about that. And if you burned your tissues, I mean, it would be hard for a company to continue to provide a product that was that toxic to the tissue. So if you're deciding to do some whitening, and if you would like to have lighter teeth, I would encourage you to go to over-the-counter products from the drugstore, from Walgreens or Walmart. I would get a name brand. I would get the Crest White Strips or something along those lines that have a tray or something that holds the gel to your teeth. There are these little whitening brushes that you brush this whitening compound onto your teeth. I don't get those, whatever that is. I think you need to have that gel against your teeth. Can't be diluted with saliva. I don't think that's a good idea. And putting it into those trays or onto the strips and having them just glued right onto the teeth, and that is how best to do that. So I would encourage you to do that instead of spending the extra money to go and have it done in the mall or at a spa. I don't know what they're using there, and I know that those spa women are very, very conscientious, but they're busy, and they don't know what they don't know. And they would be mortified if they knew that they were hurting you in any way. And I think they would be really, really mortified, to tell you the truth. But they don't get a lot of training. So that's really something that I think you should consider when you're deciding if you need to have your teeth whitened. You also should realize that if you have fillings on your front teeth, be prepared to have those fillings replaced after you do the whitening. Whitening is not effective on tooth-colored filling material. So you're going to have to, you know, get some money together and get yourself some new fillings if you have fillings on your front teeth. What it looks like very often is that you have seeds stuck to your teeth. So you'll have all these nicer, whiter looking teeth, and you'll have these kind of yellowy colored, well, they're just yellower than your teeth. They're more matching what the other color was, unless, of course, your teeth went dark around the fillings, which happens on occasion too. So there you go. That should be all you really need to know about these kiosks. If you find a hygienist that's running one of those, help yourself. I would be very comfortable having these treatments done by a dental hygienist in a mall. I would not, though, with, you know, Jason. Jason, the kid who was working at the Sunglasses Hut last week. So ask what you're having done. Carbamide peroxide is very much more potent than the hydrogen peroxide. You need to be more careful. The higher the percent, the more caustic it can be. So you're looking for something that's in the 15% range. And use the over-the-counter stuff instead of going to those kiosks. If you're running a kiosk and you are not a dental hygienist, I'd like to hear from you, and maybe you can convince me that you have enough education and you do understand the chemistry of tooth whitening material against the enamel and how it affects the tissue. As a side note, people who have gum disease who are using the whitening strips have been pretty effective at reducing the bacteria count in their mouth. So do I want to say that the whitening strips may help against periodontal infections and or cavities? I don't know if I'll go that far, but it is something to wonder about. If you can imagine me tapping my chin with my finger right now and my eyes rolled back in my head. So there you have it. I'm still offering my Dental Hygienist Mastermind. If you're interested in that, contact me at Shirley at CrossLink Radio. Please take a moment to become a signed up person, a subscriber to CrossLinkRadio.com website. And if you are a dental hygienist and you're wondering what to do with your life, or perhaps you just have questions about what can be the next level, stay tuned to CrossLink Radio. Share this these episodes with your friends. I have now probably 450 episodes between crosslinkradio.com and blogtalkradio.com/crosslinkradio. So there's plenty to choose from. And of course, my book, The Purple Guide, Developing Your Clinical Dental Hygiene Career, and The Purple Guide Paper Persona are also really good, good ways for you to have something to look at to help guide you through your career as a clinical dental hygienist. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you soon. This is Shirley Kutkowski at CrossLink Radio, signing off.